I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ministries in Haiti battle to reclaim spiritual ground. The stories in just a few moments. And hope weaves its way into childhood camp memories with the help of a church network 6,000 strong. That's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where another church falls victim to the gang violence. Partners in Haiti tell Greg Yoder of Christian World Outreach that the gang struck north of the capital.
It's outside of Port-au-Prince, so they're expanding in their territory. There was a pastor and several of the people from his church were killed by gang members, and I believe they also burnt the church down.
The U.S. designated two Haitian gangs as terrorists earlier this month.
They're acting very much like terrorists, taking over, looting, and just advancing to more and more territory.
When gangs took over Mirebalais, CWO partners had to shut everything down and run. They sent a dozen orphans in their care to live with family members in a nearby town.
People are migrating away from these areas, and then it adds a burden to the families and people of other areas.
Church partners continue their work in eight locations, but the needs are growing daily.
We're just looking for ways we can help those we know and those that are in great need of food and shelter.
Look for ways to help in the full story at our website and ask God to guide and protect gospel workers in Haiti. Pray their daily needs will be met.
I don't know what the answer is at this point, but we just pray that God will intervene in what's going on in Haiti, and that even during these hard times, that Christ will be shared.
Meanwhile,
some of the most tragic difficulties move a child, move people to be right where they need to be to hear the truth of the gospel.
That's Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association, and he says summer camps across 13 countries are kicking off through an international network of 6,000 churches. The camps offer kids camaraderie in their peers and Christ-focused generosity in their leaders.
They are actually having a relationship with other kids and leaders who actually care a lot about them.
Mog says no one camp is the same.
What you do when you're on the border of Iran and you're in Azerbaijan or Armenia and you're doing a camp along the border is going to look different than up in Yakutia above the Arctic Circle in Russia, which is going to look different than the war zone. Even in the war zone, sometimes these camps, the air raid siren goes off and the kids run into the basement and continue their games in the basement until there's an all clear.
The eternal hope of our Father in heaven is central to every camp.
Food, comfort, better family, these are transient things. But what we need in this world is to tell people of the hope we have in Jesus, because this is a hope that can never be taken away from these children.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And finally, in all the challenges that Haiti knows today, there is also joy. This summer, Radio TV 4VEH is celebrating 75 years of God's faithfulness as they broadcast gospel hope to the nation. Storley and Kate Michelle with 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio, say Haitians know how to celebrate. Special church services across Haiti and also the U.S. will be full of lively praise and worship. In some communities, they're even planning soccer tournaments. Kate says they're excited to celebrate for another reason.
Because we know we're going to hear from people who are listening, people who are watching 4VEH, and we're going to hear just how God has moved in their lives.
There's much more ahead with 4VEH as they look to harness digital technologies for the gospel. Storley says,
the future for us is exactly that. What do we use today to reach people for Christ?
Would you prayerfully consider partnering with 4VEH to reach Haiti? We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
That gift will be used to broadcast the gospel across Haiti and beyond, and broadcast the gospel in a way that is Christ-centered, is compelling, and is culturally relevant to the people who are listening.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.